Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with more from Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center up next.
It's all about their land, their cows, and a passion. Your local dairy farmers are calling in and sharing their stories.
Hi, this is Leanne from Glencoe, Oklahoma. My family dairy farm is dedicated to you. As a first-generation dairy farm family, we know there are a lot of choices when you purchase milk and other dairy foods, but rest assured that our products are safe and wholesome. Your health is important to us. Did you know a nutritious diet includes 3 servings of dairy foods every day? Milk, cheese, or yogurts are an essential part of your diet to make sure you're getting the 9 essential nutrients dairy offers. To discover all about the world of dairy, visit us at dairymax.org or like us on Facebook.
My name is Allie Bowman. Don't forget to drink milk.
More today with Jim Robb, the director of the Livestock Market Information Center based out of Denver, Colorado. Jim, I know that you've recently posted your latest cattle feeding cost numbers for at the LMIC, and I guess maybe the best way to sum them up, pretty awful.
They are. We do ours on a monthly basis, and we consider all the costs, including interest on the animal and the cost of the feeder animal. And then we charge corn and other feedstuff costs during the feeding period. So these costs of gain have gone higher during the feeding period. We actually ended up with our average for the month of June with cattle feeding losses larger than any time on a monthly average basis that we've had in any prior time. And we've been doing these estimates since the mid-1970s. So we ended up with losses on this total economic cost basis of about $250 per steer for the month of June. And the losses were much larger in the second half of the month than they were in the first half of the month of June. There's a lot of different ways you can calculate this, but easily these are matching the record large monthly losses. And most likely we exceeded the record large monthly losses, which were posted back in late 2008, early 2009. So this is a market where the cattle feeding red ink on closeouts is certainly a buffer and more than a strong headwind to the ability to raise calf and yearling prices. It's another reason why the demand side for calves especially is very weak, this red ink being posted by feed yards.
And no doubt when you start looking at closeouts, the losses are just as big or bigger here as we go through the month of July. And Jim Robb indicates that the other issue out there is that we're not done with corn price increases, most certainly compared to when they last figured the cost of feed in their closeouts back several weeks ago now.
Certainly they have gone higher since we figured these numbers just a few weeks ago. And, you know, we have to get through and hope for, in some sense, the new corn crop taking a little bit of pressure off these corn prices. But we have very tight stocks, and we have this declining corn crop yield potential for this year. USDA pulled down their potential yield to 146 bushels per acre on a national basis. That trend of taking yield out of corn every day in this environment, it certainly does bode for very high costs of gain. Both corn and hay costs are really leading the way.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. This is one ugly scenario that we find ourselves in the midst of in the summertime of 2012 when it comes to these cattle feeding costs. Jim Robb of the LMIC joining us today. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The 60th Annual Convention and Trade Show of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is coming up July 26th to the 28th at the Reed Center in Midwest City. The ever-popular OSU-OCA Cattlemen's College is back, as is the annual Saturday morning inspirational breakfast, and this year's Market Outlook speaker will be Dr. Don Close of Rabobank. And the trade show is packed with exhibitors ready to show off the latest products and services to help you make money in the cattle business. For details, go to okcattlemen.org or call 405-235-4391. That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.